welcome to Holy Trinity Catholic Church from Beaverton, Oregon.
So dear brother and sister in Christ, today, in place of a homily, I'm going to bring you back to the 90s and sing you a song. Does that sound good? So it goes like this. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Sound good? Kidding aside, I'm going to go into the homily now, actually. So, what do you think this represents? Love, right? You see the heart, we know exactly what it is. It's love, representing love. What about this? What do you think this represents? Is it the crucified Christ? Or is it love? It's love as well, right? Loves as well. There is a difference between these two loves. And the difference is that one is the emotional love. There's more to it, but this love often involves feelings of deep affection, care, and emotional attachments towards another person. While this love is the sacrificial love in doing what is best for the others, to the point where we are willing to lay down our lives for them. And so often when we take a look at this crucifix, we see something that is quite gruesome, torturous, not pleasant to look at. And it can only become pleasant when we understand the meaning behind this crucifix, behind the crucifix, or any crucifix, it matter when we look at it. And so I have another question for you. Do you know the last words that Jesus said before he died on the cross? He said, "It is finished." It is finished, or it is consumatum est in Latin. Again, it can be translated to, it is finished. And so there's the word consumatum sounds familiar to you. Yes, we have a word, consummation, in English that has the same Latin root, consummatum. Mare. And so often we associate the word consummation with marriage and the mutual giving between the husband and the wife. And that is exactly what we should be seeing on the crucifix. It is the love that God gives us in having his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the bridegroom who is laying down his life for his bride, the church, which is us. And we read in the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians that Christ loved the church and he handed himself over to her. And so on the cross, Christ breathed his last breath and he poured out himself, emptied himself to her. And it is a self-giving love where there no other love can be greater when one is laying down one's life for one's friend. And that is agape love. It is the sacrificial, the unconditional love that can only comes from God, It is not the love of affection, not the erotic love, not the philia love, the friendly love. This love is conditional, and so we have to earn it. And if we mess it up, it is taken away. But this love here is unconditional. He gives us his love even when we don't deserve it. He loves us despite our sins, our weaknesses, our shortcomings, our failure. And today we heard from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, proclaiming Christ crucified, proclaiming what is shown on the crucifix, the sacrificial, self-giving love of Christ. And we heard from the gospel reading of Jesus' relationship with the Father and being so consumed with zeal for his Father's house that he went around the temple protesting and telling the merchants not to make his Father's house a marketplace. And we are, as beloved of Christ, we are consumed and surrounded by his love, which should in turn create in us a yield for his love. And so as the disciple recall the word of Psalm 69 regarding the yield that Jesus has for his Father's house, yield for your love will consume me. It can mean for us that crucify Lord, yield for your love consumes me. And St. Thomas Aquinas comments on love, saying that love is to will the good of the other. And so having the yield for the sacrificial love, we are called to lay down our lives for the good of the other, no matter big or small. And so I have been working with couples in helping them to prepare for marriage. And one of the examples that I often use to explain the sacrificial love, that future as future spouses, they can give one another the sacrificial love in maybe thinking about how one of them gets home from work, so tired, and just want to sit on the couch, laying her or his feet on the table, drinking a beer or a glass of wine, turning on the TV and just relax, right? But being asked to take care of the dirty dishes in the sink, one gets up and does it anyways. It is because that house one sacrificially loves the other. Or at 2 a.m. in the morning, when the baby cries asking for food, the husband gets up and feeds the baby, knowing that the wife is so tired and needing her sleep so that she can take care of the baby the next day. That is sacrificial love. Of, for our younger brothers and sisters here, mom or dad is cooking in the kitchen and asking us to take out the trash. Despite the fact that we want to just focus on playing the game, we put it down and go and take out the trash. Because first, obedience to our parents, but also because we want to give that sacrificial love to our parents. Or when we hold our tongues despite being correct to find the right moment to share our thoughts, that's sacrificial love. And so no matter what it is, how big or how small, if we do in willing the good of the other, we live out that sacrificial love. And so, what do we do to continue to be mindful of or living out the sacrificial love that our Lord has for us? Just like how God told Moses to mount the snake on the pole for the Israelites to look at when they are bitten by the snake. So when they look at that, they're being healed. Similar to that, if you do not have a crucifix in the house, in your home, get one, please. Or if you have one, put it in a prominent place so that when you look at it, your hearts are filled with zeal for the love of God, that self-giving, that sacrificial love. The love that God bestows on us. It's not because you are weak or foolish, but it is because you are called to lay down your life for others in sacrificial ways. And especially during this Lenten season, we are called to fast and pray and give alms, which is not only to share our resources with others, but also to share our love with others sacrificially, in however big or small. And so again, dear brother and sister in Christ, what is love? What is love? This is love. This is love.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel or try and join us for Mass if you're local. Again, all the information will be on h-t.org.